myself for get more mission attacks. Gavin Shahin is two of a A vine of grapes, which is planted in a courtyard. No, so it's called Eskel. You can take an entire cluster of grapes and eat it in the chasa without taking off trumos and maisers. V'chein berimo, v'chein ba'avetia, tibur Rabbi Tarfon, and so too, a pomegranate tree that's planted in a chasa, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you can take an entire pomegranate and eat it without taking off trumos and maisers. And if there are melons planted in the chasa, you can take an entire melon and eat that melon without taking off trumos and maisers. And Rabbi Tarfon holds, just like in the previous mission we said, that if you have a fig tree in the chasa, you can take one fig at a time and eat it without taking off trumas and maaser. So too, an entire cluster of grapes is similar to one fig. An entire pomegranate and an entire melon is also similar to one fig. You can take one melon or one pomegranate or one cluster of grapes and eat it without taking off trumas and maaser. Only if you would take two clusters of grapes or two pomegranates or two melons would you have to take off trumas and maaser. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a megarger b'ashkulis, u'parit b'rimon, the Soifes Bab is here. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon. As according to Rabbi Akiva, you can only take one grape at a time. You can't take the entire cluster. And you can only take one fleshy seed from the pomegranate at one time. You can't remove the entire pomegranate from the tree. And so too, you can only take small pieces from the melon. You can't take the entire melon. And since it's planted in a chaser, if you would take more than one grape, more than two seeds from the pomegranate or more than one piece from the melon at one time, you cannot eat it without taking off trumas and maaseres. As a cluster of grapes is not the same as a fig. A fig is small. A cluster of grapes is a bunch of grapes together. And a pomegranate has a bunch of seeds. Each seed is similar to a fig. But one entire pomegranate is similar to a lot of figs. And so too, a melon, which is very large, is not similar to a fig. So therefore, if you would eat the entire cluster of grapes, or the entire pomegranate, or the entire melon, you would first have to take out trumas and maaseres, since it is planted in the chaser, and a chaser is kovea lemaaser, something that is brought into the chaser, or was planted in the chaser, you cannot eat it without taking off trumas and maaseres, unless you eat just one grape. Kadfor shizruah b'chaser, coriander, which is planted in a courtyard. Mekartim ala olavach, v'im sirif chai. You can take off one leaf at a time and eat it without taking off trumas and maaseres. But if you take more than one leaf, then you would be obligated to take off trumas and maaseres before eating it, since it is planted in the chaser. And even Rabbi Tarfon would agree that if you take more than one leaf at a time, you have to take off trumas and maaseres. As the leaves of a coriander are separate from each other, therefore it's not similar to a cluster of grapes that all the grapes are together. So therefore, if you take more than one leaf, you would have to take off trumas and maaseres. Sa'ezim and cordis are different types of haisa, and they usually grow without planting it. They grow in the wild. Now, if they are growing in the chaser and they are guarded, then you would be obligated to take out trumas and maaser before eating. But if they are not guarded, then it's hefker. It's free for anybody to take them. And hefker is pocket for maaser. And since it grows in the wild, it wasn't planted. If they are not guarded, that means the owner of the chaser is not grip. He would allow anybody who wants to take it, and therefore anybody who would take it would not have to take off miser, since hefker is planted for miser. But if they are guarded and they do have an owner, they're not hefker, and since they're growing in the chaser, you cannot eat it without first taking off trumas and miser. Sechek miser paragimo mishnah yotaina shehi omedes b'chaser v'noit helgina, a fig tree. It's planted in a courtyard, but there's a branch sticking out outside of the courtyard, overhanging a garden. Somebody can stand in the garden and take some fruit from the branch that is overhanging the garden and eat in the normal way. He can eat as many figs as he wants without taking off trumas and maaseres. And since the person who is eating is not standing in the chaser, he's standing in the gina, and the branch is overhanging the gina, even though the actual tree is planted in the chaser, he can eat as many figs as he wants without taking off trumas and maaseres. Omedes begina, v'noita l'chaser, oichu achas achas patur, v'insir of chai. But if the tree is planted in the gina, and there's a branch overhanging the chaser, and a person is standing in the chaser pulling off fruit from the branch that's overhanging the chaser, in such a case, he can only eat one at a time. He can only take one fig from the branch at a time if he takes more than one at a time. He cannot eat it without taking off trumas and maaseres. And even though the tree is planted outside the chaser, since the person is standing in the chaser and pulling off fruit from the branches overhanging the chazir. It has a din of produce that is brought to the chazir that cannot be eaten without taking off trumas or maizis, unless you take just one at a time. Omedes bar benotel lachutzalar. A tree that is planted in Eretz Yisrael right next to the border and to the branch overhanging chutzlar. Bechutzlar benotel laarez hakol hoylech acharik. If the tree is planted in the chutzlar outside of Eretz Yisrael, right next to the border of Eretz Yisrael, and there is a branch of that tree overhanging Eretz Yisrael, all the fruit of that tree has the din of wherever the tree is planted. If the tree is planted in Eretz Yisrael, then the din is that all the fruit have a din of Eretz Yisrael, that all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael apply to it. You have to take off trumas and maizrus, and the dinim of Shemitah apply to it as well. Even the branch of the overhanging chutzlar, the fruit of that branch, also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. And if the tree is planted in chutzlar, then all the fruit of the tree has a din of chutzlar, that the dinim of trumas and maizrus and Shemitah will not apply. And even the fruit that's on the branches overhanging Eretz Yisrael will also have a din of chutzlar, since the actual tree is planted in chutzlar. Uvabate arechom, hakol halech achar ha'itra. A tree that's planted in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael with a branch that is sticking out over the wall, the entire tree has a din of wherever the tree is planted. So in this case, that the tree is planted in the walled city, the entire tree has a din of a walled city. Now, what is a din of a walled city? The din is that somebody who sells a house or a tree in a walled city, the person who sold it has a right to redeem it back from the buyer within a year from the date of the sale. If he does not redeem it back within that year, he can never redeem it again. That's a special din that applies only to a house or a tree that is sold within the walled city. But if the house or the tree is outside of a walled city, if anywhere else besides the walled city, then it would have a different din. Then the person who sold it can redeem it even after a year. Now, if the tree is planted in the walled city and there's a branch sticking out outside the wall, then the entire tree would have a din of the walled city. And if the tree is planted outside the walled city with a branch sticking out over the wall into the walled city, then the entire tree would have a din of a tree that is sold outside the walled city. As when it comes to the dinim of Bate Arechoma, it all goes by where the tree is planted. It doesn't matter that there's a branch sticking out to the other side. Uvari Miklad, when it comes to an Eir Miklad, a city of refuge, and there's a tree partly inside the Eir Miklad and partly outside, then the tree will have a din of wherever the branch is. And the Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah means to say it has a din also of wherever the branch is, meaning to say that if the branch is inside the Eir Miklad and the main part of the tree is outside the Eir Miklad, then the whole tree will have a din of where the branch is, and will have a din as if the entire tree is inside the Eir Miklad. But also, in the opposite case, where the tree is planted inside the Eir Miklad and the branch is sticking outside the Eir Miklad, the entire tree will also have a din of a tree that's inside the Eir Miklad. Even the branch that's outside of the Eir Miklad will have a din of a tree that's inside the Eir Miklad. Now, in Eir Miklad, the city of refuge for somebody who killed Bishogeg, the Torah said that if you kill somebody mistakenly, you have to go to one of the city of refuge in Eretz Yisrael until the Kohen Gadol dies. Now, if he doesn't go to the Eir Miklad, the Kohen Adam, the relative of the murder victim, can kill the murderer, even though he only murdered Bishogeg. Some say it's even a mitzvah for the Kohen Adam to kill the murderer. But if the murderer is inside the Eir Miklad, then the Kohen Adam cannot kill him. Now, if there's a tree partly inside the Eir Miklad, and there's a branch sticking out of the Eir Miklad, and the murderer is sitting on the branch that's outside the Eir Miklad, the entire tree would have a din as if it's inside the Eir Miklad, and the Kohen Adam cannot kill him. And so too in the opposite case, where the main part of the tree is outside the Eir Miklad, and there's a branch sticking inside the Eir Miklad, and the murderer is sitting on the main part of the tree outside the Eir Miklad, the Kohen Adam cannot kill the murderer in this case as well. As we take a leniency when it comes to a tree that's partly inside the Eir Miklad or partly out, no matter on which part of the tree the murderer is sitting on, the Kohen Adam cannot kill him. Uber Yerushalayim, hakol halech achar, nope. And with regard to a tree that's partly inside Yerushalayim, partly outside Yerushalayim, then wherever the branch is, that's the din the tree will have. And again, in this case, the Mefarshim explained that we also go by wherever the branch is. Whichever is more stringent, that's the din the tree will have. As we're discussing this tree with regards to Mike Sersheni in Yerushalayim, If Ma'aseh She'ni can only be eaten inside Jerusalem, it cannot be eaten outside the walls of Jerusalem. Now, if you don't want to bring the actual Ma'aseh She'ni to Jerusalem, you could redeem it onto money and bring the money to Jerusalem. But it can only be redeemed outside of Jerusalem, not inside Jerusalem. So therefore, when it comes to Ma'aseh She'ni, there's a chumrah stringency with regard to it being outside of Jerusalem, and there's also a stringency with regard to it being inside Jerusalem. And if it's outside Jerusalem, the stringency is that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Jerusalem. But there's also a leniency that you can redeem it outside Jerusalem. And with regard to the Ma'aseh She'ni being inside Jerusalem, there's a stringency in that which you can't redeem it inside Jerusalem, but there's also a leniency that you can eat it inside Jerusalem. Now, if you have a tree that's partially inside Jerusalem and partly outside Jerusalem, and a person is sitting on that tree with his Ma'aseh She'ni, then the din of the tree will be whichever is more stringent. And since the tree is partly outside of Jerusalem, whoever is sitting on that tree, he will have a din of the stringencies of outside Jerusalem, that you're not allowed to eat the Ma'aseh She'ni. Even if he is sitting on the part of the tree that's inside Jerusalem, he cannot eat the Ma'aseh She'ni, since part of the tree is outside Jerusalem. Now, he'll also have the stringency that he cannot redeem the Ma'aseh She'ni if he is sitting on that tree. As with regard to redeeming the Ma'aseh She'ni, we'll give it the stringency of Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem, you cannot redeem Ma'aseh She'ni. Now, even if he is sitting on the part of the tree that's outside Jerusalem, he would not be allowed to redeem the Ma'aseh She'ni, since part of the tree is inside Jerusalem. As when it comes to Ma'aseh She'ni, we give him the stringencies of both inside Jerusalem and outside Jerusalem, since the tree is partially in and partially out.